Stepped up for Brad Stevens. He scored 35 points off the bench.
He's going to make a lot of shots because he's got a lot to do. You know, he was disappointed in how he shot the ball, obviously, in San Antonio, and got back in the gym this morning, and you could tell he was going to play pretty well.
Green will be back at it tomorrow night as their four-game homestand continues against Dallas. Patriots went through their first practice of the week for their playoff bye. They are the 2 seed in the AFC. Devin McCourty, Dwayne Allen, and James Devlin all missing yesterday, although Devlin apparently was not there to be with his wife, who gave birth yesterday. Bruins face Calgary at TD Garden tonight. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers will have the pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7. You're on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Bruins looking for a third straight win. They're tied for third in the division. And David Pastrnak has been named to his first All-Star team. He'll play through the Atlantic Division in the 3-on-3 tournament in San Jose in a little over 3 weeks. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit their newest location in Weymouth at 190 Main Street for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
98.5thesportshub.com is your connection to the world of Boston sports, wherever you go. 98.5thesportshub.com.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chat.
Oh! 98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and it is indeed the Bankroll Boys. We have not seen them for a while. It is Joe Murray and Dan Lipschatz.
That's right.
And I'll tell you this, the Bankroll Boys are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island. Now open at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, the only place in New England where you can legally bet on sports powered by William Hill. Get your details at sportsbetri.com.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, guys. How
are
you? Guys?
There's been a whole lot of Bankroll Boys over the last couple of weeks on the 98.5 Sports of Airwaves. Or at least, like, your voice is all over the place.
Yes.
Yes.
You're, like, the only guy here while you guys are gone.
So, Joe Murray loves nothing more than gambling and marijuana, and Rich has finally taken the plunge. He is, now that it's legal, he drove an hour and a half.
Not quite an hour and a half. I drove an hour, waited
way.
A half
okay.
to
a
get
way.
In.
Fair enough.
Then took the bus back to the extension lot that was an hour.
A long way and went to a great inconvenience. And they didn't have any oil. Now, have you heard of smoking a bud out of a vape pen?
Yes.
Okay, is it a complicated process?
It's a certain thing that you need, a little smoker.
Yeah, it's an adapter.
Yeah, but it gets you, it's like taking a bong rip.
Really?
It's strong, yeah.
Didn't work for me.
Okay, so Rich is saying that it didn't work for him, and then he's saying that he took edibles and that they didn't work for him either.
And the edibles on the back of the bag said that it had, 42 milligrams of THC, which is...
nothing.
Okay, but for a beginner, that's huge, at least from everything I've read online.
Nope.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's a lot. So here's the deal. Edibles, they don't really do much for me. Have you ever had brownies? Like, you should make brownies some night. just get a bunch of weed, get the oil out of it, put it in the mixer, put them in the oven, and then just eat the brownies, and I guarantee you'll have some sort of effect.
Okay. See, I've had edibles that have not been fun for me.
Yeah, you had the gummies just like I did.
I've had gummies, I've had chocolate, I've had all.
I've had brownies before that had a bad effect on
me. Yeah, you didn't like it.
Yeah, but so the THC is a huge thing. But my whole thing is this. Is it real weed or is it like synthetic edible stuff? Like, do you want to smoke real marijuana from the grass?
Well, so what I did was I got the, I got like an eighth and I ground it up and put it in the little adapter in the vape pen. Now, I listen, there could be user error, but I swear I went on YouTube and the guy showed me how to do it.
Just go to like a head shop and just get a bowl.
Yeah, or just roll a joint.
Just call Joe. That's,
I can't even. I can't.
Just call Joe. Why is this hard?
I said that yesterday. I was like, I just got to talk to Joe.
Here's what
I couldn't get high. So bottom line is, I took two drags the first time, nothing. Then I took five drags the next night, nothing. And this is like, I've done everything to the letter with the drag.
Are you on like another medication or anything like that?
No.
That you think would impact it?
Other than like Allegra. Yeah. I mean, I pop those like Tic Tacs. Yeah. But other than that, no.
So here's the deal. You got to get off the good stuff and get the street stuff. That's what it sounds like to me. We got to go straight to the street. The other thing, too, is if you can't get high, you got to buy a bong. That's the only other way about it. And tell me you've never taken a bong and have been completely just motionless for the next 5 to 10 minutes.
See, I've taken a bong rip and cleared it and then forgotten that I took a bong rip.
There you go.
See, I thought a vape pen was supposed to be similar to
it's the THC oil. You need like something 90% or more.
Yeah, okay. You need a THC. Well, no. Don't get 90% or more.
I mean, he said he's not feeling it. We gotta have him feel it.
No. Don't get 90%
or more. I took two big edibles and nothing happened.
Yeah. They probably just weren't strong enough for you. Okay. You probably needed like 10.
Okay, like 10 edibles?
Yeah.
Like 10?
Yeah, serious.
Wow. That'd be funny if you did that.
I realize there's a discrepancy between our sizes.
Well, so I was going to say, myself and Dan, like if you ever did mushrooms before, some people try an eighth. The eighth doesn't work, so you got to try more of it.
Yeah, right, Dan.
The only way to go.
Right, Dan, that's how it works.
I think you're in my scale as to what's going to get us high might be a little different.
Or you could eat that many mushrooms and be like a guy in my fraternity who was standing at the lake throwing all his possessions into it. Because he claimed that he didn't need him anymore.
It's like a fun experience.
You need the street stuff, man.
All right. Well, you know, maybe you know.
I've never had. Well, no, in California, the legal stuff is no joke. And you've been told that before, haven't you?
I have been, yes.
Yeah, that's a whole situation.
I've been told the legal stuff here has been. Like, fine. I know people who have...
The medical stuff is fine.
It's kind of like the
same thing.
The local books around here. The lines are a little off here.
Yeah,
so maybe the grass, the THC is a little off.
Yeah, the medical and the commercial, it's the same thing. It is. It's the same product.
I mean, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, they grab it from the same place. It's the same plant they're selling.
Well, no, it's not the same plant.
No, it is. Like, I mean, the recreational and the medical, you could just buy more medical at these places, but it's the same product. It's like saying, I want to buy, you know, a Pike Place Starbucks coffee. You're going to get the same coffee whether you have a medical card or you don't.
Well, there's a million more strains at the medical places.
At the place I went to, it was like 6 strains or 12 strains.
You should just walk in there next time. I want to get stoned off my ass. What can I get? And they'll be like, this is the stuff, man.
Joe Murray sent me. And they go, oh, we'll get you the Joe Murray special. They open up the suitcase and like a light comes out of it like Pulp Fiction. The special box.
Why don't you just go with Joe Murray and get high with him?
I wouldn't mind doing that. I wouldn't have time to do that. Like, I mean, the cool thing about being able to buy it on your own is you can figure out when's an okay time and you can do it at any moment. And it sucks because it's not working. So
why don't you have Joe Murray over and you guys can get high?
I wouldn't mind that.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Lockhart had an idea that you, which I thought was really good, is that you get super high and then right after watch a movie and right after the movie you have to do a review.
Oh, I'd have no problem with that.
You wouldn't have any problem.
Matter of fact,
with it.
I was completely ready to record myself after I was.
Did you have the munchies or anything?
No.
I mean, no side effect whatsoever?
I mean, I ate a little bit. I had like a bowl of cereal. I mean, I was kind of like, all right. But I didn't feel anything.
And that's what they say the first time you get high. Like, you don't really feel the effects, but...
You don't remember
I certainly had the munchies.
So just keep going? Don't be a quitter?
Just keep going. Don't be a square. Just keep going.
All right. I will
continue. But if you take edibles, I don't think that you're walking out of there without... I mean, I don't know. I think he's too mentally adjusted to the world.
Yeah.
Is what my thing about Fred that
too, he's too mentally too healthy an outlook on life to get stoned.
With my attitude, I react poorly to it. All right, we'll be back. We'll talk more. We'll talk about sports with the Bankroll Boys, and so maybe you two can set a date where Joe Murray can come over and to you, and you two can knock it out.
Who is okay? Well, now I'm getting recommendations for all these pros who do stuff on YouTube of all these guys to like come and actually visit me and get me stoned.
Well, you have Joe Murray right here.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know what I can do. I mean,
may I be your Padawan?
I can only supply you. That's really it.
Obi-Wan, smoke Obi, man. Yes. Be your Padawan.
No, what you can do is you can bring stuff over that is worked for you, and that you can be. You know, like if you take peyote and then there's someone there that sits there,
a shaman,
and talks.
Yeah, you're my shaman.
They guide you through it and calm you down and give you orange slices.
Just buy him a gravity bong. It will be over 30 seconds, please. It will be just that. That will just do it.
We'll move on. What is a gravity bong?
You grab a 2 liter of Coca-Cola, cut that bad boy in half, get a little tin foil of weed, put it in the water, suck it up, boom, you are on your ass.
I promise you, you will not be immune to that.
Do you remember when people, you guys are younger than me, but remember when they had those like Crest pump tubes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And you could make a pipe out of that. You make a pipe out of an apple.
It's the MacGyver smoker.
Yeah, and then we would use aluminum foil.
Give me a snorkel.
We all became convinced that if you made a pipe out of aluminum foil, you get Alzheimer's.
Wow.
Which is not true, I would imagine.
Somebody said, this is Ryan Johnson, I smell a bit. Rich and Big Joe Murray each put a grand on a playoff game, get really stoned together, and record the whole thing.
You'd lose interest pretty quickly, Rich. All right, we'll be back. We'll talk to them about what Stone Cold Lock and everything else.
Miss Toucher and Rich.
Oh, boy, well.
Or Felger and Maz.
That is an insult.
Listen to the podcasts on the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Toucher.
No police were called.
And Rich.
I am somewhat of a superhero.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest.
Oh! 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Bankroll Boys. Dan Lifshatz. Joe Murray. In studio, and so far this football season, you've been doing very well.
Yeah, during the bowls, we did well. I got to take a couple of losses, and just, you know how like you get something wrong, and you get all the trolls coming at you.
Of course,
it got me this week because we finished 9-4-1 from our podcast. So what we do is we make picks on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to listen to the podcast and then make the picks. So instead, you know, we'll send out a pick, you know, after the game or whatever. And
yeah.
We went 9-4-1 in bowl season.
Hey, respectable.
Which is positive money. If you have a bankroll, you add it to it.
It's very good.
On New Year's Day, I picked UCF +7.5. They lost by 8.
I thought that was a gimme because I thought LSU was going to be completely unmotivated.
The motivation, yeah.
And Greedy Williams didn't play. I thought that you...
Oh, they had a shot. They fumbled. Some guy dropped the pass. I mean... They certainly, and if they have their quarterback, they win.
I had LSU. They lost 4 cornerbacks in the game. I mean, I was in a reason that the game was any close.
We went against each other on it, and whenever that happens, fade me. but and the other one was Ohio State. It was at 7 when we did the podcast. It went down to 5.5. At kickoff, it was 4.5. They won by 5 points.
Oh, geez.
So the 2 losses that we actually had were by 0.5 point. Normally, I buy those up for a push, but we posted a loss. We got the loss, but people think we're fudging the numbers. All we say is, hey, buy it at 8 so you don't get stuck on the 0.5 point.
Okay,
that's it.
So now you've got the college football championship coming up. Alabama, what are they, favored by 5.5? Is that what I'm seeing here?
Yeah, 6.5, 6, and now 5.5.
The total seems a little low to me. It's 59.5. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, he said you thought it was high. I thought it was low, too. I think it's going to be an under game, unfortunately.
Really?
I think it's going to be an under game.
What was the score last year?
24-6.
Was it really?
One. Yeah, it was the playoff
game. Maybe I'm remembering the Georgia game that came before that.
That was the championship.
Oh, that was the championship. Okay, all right.
Yeah, but Clemson, Bama played before the championship game last year.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. Okay.
Kelly Bryant was the quarterback at Clemson. He's out now.
Jalen Hurts was the quarterback for Bama. Yeah. He's not starting, obviously.
2 passing quarterbacks. So I think it'll be a little bit better than 24-6.
Okay, so what do you take? Are you going to take Bama with the points?
We'll discuss it on today's podcast, Dan, but I know you have a trend that we'll probably give for our Stone Cold at some point here. But I don't. You have to look Clemson a little bit here. Just respect factor, I think a lot of people will be on Alabama. Mm-hmm. Line's moving in Clemson's way right now.
All the sharps are on Clemson. A lot of the sharp guys I know who don't ever take opening numbers, like they like to wait for the line to move a little bit, or they just don't have the liquidity to make the bet at the time because they have other bets going on, immediately jumped on Clemson at 6.5 for 7 at the opening number.
Wow.
So a lot of the sharps are definitely going to be on Clemson at that number.
Okay. All right. So when you look at the futures for the playoffs, it's interesting to see who are the favorites. And what does anyone believe that the Patriots, that you take the Patriots to win the Super Bowl?
I'm not. I mean, I certainly don't think there's value, especially at like one of the, they're plus 600.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the worst values on the board. I know that everyone in New England is going to take them and waste their money doing it. If they win, they win. I mean, I think they have an easy road if they, you know, if the Chiefs lose in the second round. I just think that, you know, the actual value spot for them is pretty low. Unfortunately, in the AFC, there's not really a lot of value because the Chiefs are low, the Pats are low.
Chargers seem like pretty good value, don't they?
Yeah, but that's what everyone says. That's okay. Exactly.
That's a square play then.
Well, no, it's not. It's just everyone says, oh, but the Chargers have value. Yeah, but like
1800 is what it is, plus 1800 for the Chargers.
Yeah, but they have to beat Baltimore, who's been very good.
They just beat them.
They did just beat them, and then they have to go into Kansas City and beat Kansas City again. And then they would have to beat New England. It's just really, really hard for me to believe that they're actually going to be able to, you know, complete that feat and then win the Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's
and what he means by value is, like, you can bet, you know, $100 to win 600, but they're going to be dogged in the AFC Championship if they have to go to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's value in that play if you like them. To take them at 600 and they lose in the AFC Championship game, you're wasting your
money. Okay, so exactly. Let's look at the four upcoming games this weekend. Which one do you like the best? Which one, if you had to put your money on it, either Colts, Texans, Seahawks, Cowboys, Chargers, Ravens, or Eagles, Bears?
I like the Seahawks. Just based off the history of the Cowboys in playoff games, I think they're 2-8 in their last 10 playoff games overall. And just with everything Seattle has and Russell Wilson, I just like them getting points. And Dallas isn't the greatest team at home. You know, so... Just the Seahawks off the bat jump out at me.
And that's a pick 'em, right?
Plus one. Pick 'em probably will be before kickoff.
It's 2.5 most books now. It's a 2.5 most places. It's a pick 'em on there just because they do teaser protection on 5 dimes. So
teaser protection. Now, okay. Teaser protection on 5 dimes. What does that mean?
So it means that what that book does a lot, unfortunately, is they set a default line. And so that when you tease the line one way, so, for instance, the Pats are minus 7 one week, right? And you want to tease them down to minus 1, which is essentially a money line. Maybe they'll bump the default line up to like 8.5, so you still have to take them at 2.5 in a teaser. Because it's just because they get a lot of books, a lot of online books get killed in teasers. Because
too much math, man. My head's exploding.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying.
It's basically just if you give a side an edge of 6 points, mm-hmm. then basically there's going to be a ton of liability on that side because everyone's going to be on that team that, you know, has the teaser protection of 6 points. So if the Pats are 7 and you get them at minus 1, everyone's going to be on them at minus 1.
Okay. Is there a underdog that you love?
Again, I like Seattle. That's one of the ones I like. Do you give the Eagles a shot? Like, how do you go against Nick Foles at this point? But I feel like this is the week where the magic stops. I do.
You think it? The Foles mania is over?
Yeah, and if you want to talk about value, like, I like the Bears at 1,050 right now to at least go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. Yeah, and if you look at divisional teams, you know, wild card teams, do they make the Super Bowl? Well, right now, odds are in favor of no. But Chicago's got a great defense, upstart offense. Like, they might have the easiest way to the playoffs if they can knock off the Eagles to the Super Bowl, excuse me. So, and who knows, they can probably beat New Orleans if they had to.
Mm-hmm.
That's a team that I look at, and I know they're favorite in the first matchup, but as far as value goes, that's a team that stands out to me.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Give me a degenerate special. You got something that's off the grid. Well, give me something so obscure that I can put some money on.
This is usually Lifshat's area, isn't it?
Well, I'll bring one up that's not sports, so I have a Deadpool. I need to have my Deadpool in by tonight. So I've been looking for odds to see, like, who will be the next person to die. I know you guys were talking about Gene Okerlund or whatever today.
Yeah.
But I got a list. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I'm looking at Jerry Stiller as one of them.
Is Jerry Stiller sick?
I believe he's 92.
Oh, okay.
I got Bob Dole for political. I think Bill Cosby's going down this year.
Like in prison, he's getting killed.
I think he's going down. Kirk Douglas is the favorite. Actually, he's 103 years old.
But he's been the favorite for what, like 20 years?
No, he's really for 30 years.
Yeah, Bob Barker is another one. He's 96.
Are there odds on Donald Trump?
You know what? That'd be an interesting one.
I'm just saying.
And people have talked about that.
I bet the president's always on there. I have a feeling that there's always odds on the current president on like any kind of Deadpool type thing.
So, I don't know. I got to come up with some for tonight for the Deadpool.
Mm. Well, it seems like if there's someone in their hundreds, that'd probably be the way to go.
Yeah, Kirk Douglas.
Where is, like, okay, what about, like, young entertainers? Is, like, Post Malone on there or something like that? Mm. You know, like, Stitches?
Is he 27?
Stitches? Would Stitches count?
No. Where is Stitches?
That's a good question. I wonder if Stitches counts. Like, what if would Captain from Captain and Tennille counted?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's just, you have to...
We have to get it in by tonight, so it's got to be by Friday.
All right.
And I asked someone if they had Gene Orkel in there.
Okay. Okay. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel.
Dan has one. I don't want to spoil it for him.
That's fine. I'll use it. It's fine. So we've been playing a trend this year. Alabama is now 11-2 against the spread in the first half. Their only two non-covers were against the Citadel, which is when the streak broke, and then against Auburn the next week, which was basically just try and get through the season healthy and not care. And so they won that. So I I'm not going to take them, or I'm not sure what I'm going to do for the full game yet. We'll talk about an over-under, but I like Alabama -3 in the first half. I just think they constantly cover the first half number, and I know that they struggled last year in the championship, but this year they've just been consistently a good first half team. So Bama -3 in the first half.
All right. How many bets do you think you'll make in the championship game?
One. Maybe two.
One
total, maybe.
You won't get excited during the game and start playing.
Oh, second half bets, or will the next? So Bovada actually offers this. Will the next play be a field goal? Yes or no with odds and things like that. Will it be for a touchdown pass? You know, so you can bet all that in game.
No, I know, but it. So you guys just like will not do that. Like, what's the point? Like, just
well, okay. Like, if you find a game where you think it's going to be an under, what you can do is there'll be like the end result of the drive, right? It'll be like punt, field goal, touchdown, interception, whatever. I just immediately say no points or punt every single time. 9 out of 10 times in an under game, you'll end up hitting it. And you'll end up making a good amount of money if you want to, you know, live bet a game and you're bored or whatever. You think you found a good under game. That's one way to, you know, live bet it. The problem is in a lot of these championship games, there's not a lot of value. The lines are very tight. Their sharps are clearly on a side. The public's usually on another, which is what's going to happen here. The public's probably going to be on Bama. The sharps, you know, the sharper bettors are going to be on Clemson. It's, you know, there's not a lot of value there. And the Super Bowl, when there's a million props, sure, you know, we'll always have fun with those and probably, you know, put 10, 12 bets on. But, I mean, in the college championship game, I mean, you know, there's just not a lot there.
And one of our betting resolutions was not betting as many games. Well, that's okay. Less plays.
Well, that's your resolution. Let's get that clear.
Well, Dan quit smoking weed. So. All
right. Well, years ago.
Yeah. All right. So Joe Murray will be out with Rich soon. Dan Lifschitz and Joe Murray do the Over Under podcast, available on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, also at 98.5thesportshub.com. Gentlemen, thank you as always.
Congratulations to you both. Also, John Wall, everybody.
Yeah, happy New Year's, guys.
Thank you. Happy New Year's to you guys.
Happy New Year. I hope you had a wonderful New Year, and go check out the podcast. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's able to see us live. See us. You can visit twitch.tv and search the Sports Hub. To watch the show live, you can also get the Twitch app on your phone. All right, so we were talking about Josh McDaniels, and I have long contended that I would not want Josh McDaniels nowhere near my team.
A lot of NFL teams seem to agree with you here. We were talking about this last hour, that Brian Flores is getting more interviews than Josh McDaniels, despite the fact that McDaniels has much more experience, and if you take the Indianapolis thing out of it, would seem to be the more experienced guy.
Okay, so I would say this, is that I think Josh McDaniels has one of the easiest jobs in football.
He was. I'll give him a break with Denver because he was 32 years old, and that's Denver's fault. I mean, you know, Josh McDaniels, not everyone can be the guy from Los Angeles. So, McVay. But I'll tell you this, is that, and then his cowardice to take a job, a head coaching job for years and years and years while he was a top candidate, and then completely poo himself when it came time to actually take the reins in Indianapolis. And people go, oh, well, he made a lot of money and he wants to take the job with the Patriots. So he made more money. You want to be a head coach, and you want to be a head coach as soon as possible. Now there's a bunch of opportunities, and he may very well get screwed. Well, John Clayton,
remember who's him? He working for now?
The Washington Post is where this
okay.
is.
Okay,
he breaks down the top jobs and the top candidates for the jobs.
Okay,
so with the Green Bay Packers, he has Josh McDaniels. He says that's the best job in football that's available is the Green Bay Packers. Even though I would disagree with that, then he has the Browns is second.
Yes.
He has Mike McCarthy, Josh McDaniels, Zach Taylor, Ravens coach Jim Harbaugh in a trade. Bruce Arians. I thought Bruce Arians didn't want to coach
so too.
Anymore.
Yeah, I thought he was done.
Obviously, McDaniels would never go to the Jets. Denver, he is not a candidate. Tampa Bay. He's low on the list of candidates along with Jim Schwartz. Arizona, he's not a candidate. And in Miami, he's not going to Miami. So now let's see how many have. Anyway, but when names like Eric Bieniemy, who's in
offensive
Kansas
coordinator,
City,
yep.
who doesn't call plays, are ahead of you. When you have guys that are, they'd be available for the Jets job, including Eric Bieniemy, Jim Caldwell, and Matt Campbell, who is the interim coach for the Miami Dolphins, who seems like a complete idiot.
Dan Campbell.
Says Matt, Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. I'm sorry, he wasn't. Matt Campbell is the Iowa State coach.
Okay.
I mean, talk about screwing yourself. I mean, yeah. He's going to go in for, can you imagine the interviews that he's going to have and the way that they're going to push him? Because if the Patriots happen to make the Super Bowl, the Sunday before the Super Bowl, that's the last day you can talk to anybody.
Right.
And so there's a whole week there where you would have to wait while other candidates get scooped up and wait for Josh McDaniels.
The best thing that
can happen to Josh McDaniels is the Patriots don't make the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because if they make the Super Bowl, are you waiting around that week to see if he'll come? Even if he gives you every assurance that he's going to come.
No, it's too dangerous a play. It's too dangerous a play. And the other thing about McDaniels is if he goes through this interview process again, and, you know, flirts with another team and doesn't make it, you'd have to figure that that would be his last opportunity. Other teams are like, okay, it happened once, that sucks, but we'll give him another chance. If it happens twice and he gets close and backs away again at the finish line, no one's going to come calling again. And think about it. If you're McDaniels, you screwed up so royally in Denver. If you get another chance and mess that up again, you're
done. Well,
that's
obvious. You don't get a third
chance.
But, I mean,
the point is there's a finite ending here either way he goes. I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, I just don't, first of all, is there as much buzz around him as there was last year?
Well, that much is clear.
Yeah,
so we've
right.
just been discussing. And the then, shine is off.
Right. And then I don't think he gets the chance to screw over another team. I think that they're going to go, you know, make your decision. And if he hems and haws over it, I mean, there's, when you hear about Iowa State's coach being a better candidate than him, being on the same page as Eric Bieniemy, who has very little experience and doesn't call plays.
Yeah, the coaching searches, you see, that's the other thing about coaching searches. It's all how it looks, and it's all where the pendulum is swinging. And look, Brian Flores does not have the title of defensive coordinator, and he's got four interviews. Eric Bieniemy is not calling plays, but Kansas City's offense is so damn good because of Patrick Mahomes, he's getting an opportunity.
See, I give Andy Reid the credit there.
I completely understand that. But it's how it looks. It's what the NFL team can sell to its fans and its sponsors. So you've hired Eric Bieniemy, who may or may not be having any input into the Kansas City offense. You can sell that and go, look,
You know, there's a guy who was the head, who was the coordinator over a guy, a first-year quarterback in the NFL who threw 50 touchdown passes. Whether it's warranted or not, you can sell that.
Well, or you could be
much
the Dolphins.
Like Bill O'Brien got his job, you know, because, look, he yelled at Tom Brady once.
But the Dolphins have done the same thing, and they've gone through 10 coaches since 2000.
I understand.
And that's not a good thing. I mean, selling it to your base. Look at Jim Caldwell. Although he's a fine coach. But if you sign Jim Caldwell, what are you getting?
Well, you know,
I mean,
what
you're going to get destroyed by your fan base.
You are going to get destroyed by your fan base. And talk about the pendulum swinging the other way. College coaches, how long has the NFL stayed away from hiring college coaches whose names weren't Nick Saban?
Right.
I mean, it's been a long time. And now, for some reason, this year, everybody wants to look at a college coach.
Yeah, because it's slim pickings, and there's
and the offenses too. I mean, the NFL offenses are going back towards what college offenses are. I mean, how many times did we read about Lincoln Riley and NFL assistant coaches going there to find out what it is he was doing because he had two Heisman Trophy winners back to back?
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. College coaches now are a hot commodity. I mean, who are the Jets supposedly looking at? Was it the Mississippi State head guy? I mean, obscure thing. Iowa State guy. Who thought that the Northwestern head coach had any interest or any shot at landing the Green Bay job, but Green Bay apparently was interested in talking to him? Yeah, Northwestern's a top 25 team, but are they a team that's a powerhouse? I mean, all of a sudden college coaches are the hot commodity, whether they're great or not.
Well, he turned around that program is what the thinking is.
Fine, but in other years, that wouldn't be nearly good enough.
No. All right, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I just look back to, like, the whole Indianapolis situation, and I don't necessarily think he completely screwed them over, because you look at what, you know, the incoming guy's done. He took a defense that was injury-torn all season, you know, played us to a pretty good game, snuck into the playoffs, and McDaniels hasn't necessarily stood out to me this year.
No.
I mean, the middle of the year, he had one of the best defense. He had one of the best offenses, you know, Brady's probably had to work with in the last couple of years, you know, with Josh Gordon slowly getting worked in. And
Indianapolis wasn't hurt by Josh McDaniels.
But
not
they
taking
didn't
the
know
jump.
That was going to happen.
But obviously they didn't know that was going to happen. So what Josh McDaniels did ultimately wasn't a big deal. But at the time, it was unconscionable.
Assistant coaches were hired in the building when he stepped away. That's unfathomable.
I think it's just as bad that he spent all those years turning down jobs. I think that's just as bad. I don't think he could handle the pressure. Is there anything in your mind that makes you think that he could handle the pressure of being head coach?
Honest to God, I think there's part of that I think is true, but the other part of that is, we were led to believe that he was waiting for the right opportunity for all those years. And
he's scared.
I understand that. But the thing that would alleviate him being scared is taking a job where he knew he'd be there for a long period of time.
Well, that job doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, look, Green Bay takes a long time before they fire someone.
But
Cincinnati, although that is not a good opportunity.
No. But
they're loyal to a fault.
Well, Green Bay also had Favre and then Rodgers. So if I'm a head coach, that gives me plenty of time.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. McDaniels goes there. How many years does Rodgers have left? 4 or 5 of peak years?
Right, and didn't make the playoffs.
I understand, but with Aaron Rodgers, odds are you are going to make the playoffs, and he'll make you look good regardless of how bad you are as a leader. So if I'm McDaniels, that's the job I would target, because that's the job with the softest pillow to land on.
I don't know. You go in there and you don't know how Rodgers is going to react to you. His relationship with Brady developed over a long period of time. Aaron Rodgers can be
maybe
very
Rodgers
difficult to work with.
Maybe Rodgers has the respect because he knows that you've dealt with a star quarterback before and worked together well.
Or maybe he says, I'm not Tom Brady. I have a different set of way I do things.
Maybe. But if McDaniels gets that job, you can bet that Rodgers and McDaniels had a talk beforehand.
Well, McCarthy and him had a falling out. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I think with a team like Green Bay, you're going to look at an established NFL offensive coordinator as that head coach. But all these other teams that are looking to retool and rebuild, if you're the Jets, why not go out and look at some of these college programs? Every single quarterback that came out of college is running a spread RPO-type program. A lot of NFL minds are going back to college to learn about what's happening, because the kids that are coming up that are playing quarterback – aren't traditional pocket passers.
Like None Mahomes. The thing is with Mahomes, if he doesn't go to Andy Reid, How many head coaches do you think does he start in his second season?
I don't think any currently in the NFL, which is my point. This is why they're going to the college ranks and looking at guys at Oregon. They're looking at other programs that are running these. If Mike Leach wasn't so crazy, he'd be an NFL candidate. Yeah. He would, legitimately. I mean, that's what's going on. It's a byproduct of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, he's innovative, but you don't know if he could handle the media and all those things. Right.
He couldn't do. He could not do a press conference. He'd be out. He'd be in left field.
It would be the best thing ever for the show, but yes, you're absolutely right. He could not handle that. All right. We are about to do a bit at 8 o'clock that is a lights out. No question, it's going to be unbelievable.
I mean, what's tapping and eat your heart out?
The two of you, I've talked with both of you individually about this. The two of you very much on the fence about this.
Oh, no. This is just one of those things where just we were sitting in the other room like, this is so dumb, we got to try it.
Yeah. And why not?
You got to take chances in life, you know?
Yeah. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Dan O'Brien's in the room saying, I wasn't here for this meeting. I'm not going to take any blame for
what
happened.
That's correct. That's exactly
what
he's
saying. And I can't wait for it.
I know. I'm really looking. Did it actually before the show? I was looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah. I did.
We got to figure out the machinations of how we're going to do this.
Oh, I know how we're doing it.
Okay.
I've thought this through. Like, I was actually up for hours.
All right. And I will admit right away, this was my idea. So when it tanks, you can put all it on me.
You know what? There's bits that I dread coming up because I can sense impending doom. This isn't one of those.
No, I don't. Yeah,
this is one that has a chance. The failure percentage is definitely high. Like the chances that this could just completely just fall on its face. But to be quite honest, this is one of those times where I almost don't care.
No. It doesn't require a ton of production. It's
because if it fails, just explaining the concept of it years from now will make me laugh.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, it's not Dan Shaughnessy's "Do You Know the Fro?" Where the
I thought that was I stand
was
by
the,
that.
Was the no. Afro travels through time? Well, in Boston
we
sports.
Made that bit even like more complex than it was supposed to be. The original idea was just playing. Highlights with...
We're just Dan Shaughnessy's afro rubbing up against the mic.
Right. All right. We'll have that for you at 8, but we'll be back before then. Sports Up, we're Toucher and Rich.
I just wanted to play that clip from The Masked Singer, just so whatever happens after 8 o'clock, we'll know that what we did wasn't the dumbest thing in the last 24 hours.
We've been talking about Josh McDaniels and his coaching opportunities. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't try to make a point. You remember back when the Patriots were trying to draft Baker Mayfield? I mean, obviously Josh McDaniel probably had something to do with that. Why would he want the Cleveland job if that was the quarterback he wanted after Brady anyways?
Well, if he wanted Mayfield, it shows a total lack of competence. So. That shows you right
ownership
there.
In Cleveland. Ownership.
Right. Okay, so Rich, time is.
No, we will discuss it after though. Let's wait. I mean, there's only a certain amount of time we can discuss this bit. All right, we're not gonna jump right into it.
Well, all I'll say is that there is a show out on Netflix called The Bird Box.
Yeah.
And they're saying
yes.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay. I've done this 20 years.
Okay.
There is a show out on Netflix called Bird Box.
Mm-hmm.
And Netflix is saying it is perhaps the most popular show that they've ever released.
So Netflix is weird. Like, they don't release any of their streaming data, but every once in a while, they'll leak out some sort of news involving one of their shows. And the amount of people watching shows on Netflix is utterly ridiculous. As a matter of fact, I did read an article. Did any of you guys see, like, when you're flipping through your Netflix, like that weird Kurt Russell Christmas movie that came out where he was Santa Claus? Apparently, more people watch that than any other Kurt Russell film in his entire career. And what, has he been making movies since the 60s? Yeah. More people saw that Kurt Russell movie than any other of his films. That's how many times that thing was streamed. And that was like within the first week that it came out. And then you had, of course, that the Bird Box movie, which I guess they're saying, what, like almost like a two-thirds of the people who have it watched it. All I know is that if I was on Facebook, everybody saw it. Now, I did not get to watch it. I heard that it was essentially The Happening, which was the Mark Wahlberg movie.
Well, nonetheless, if you got Twitch, we're on Twitch every morning. You can watch this. You can go to twitch.tv and search the Sports Hub, or you can get the Twitch app that I have, and you can subscribe to the Sports Hub, so that's available to watch it. But by all means, you can listen to it as well. It's going to be riveting. But the Bird Box, and we thought, hey, this is taking over popular culture. Perhaps there's something we can do with it. So we will explore that, but first the headlines.
Touchdown! Score!
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.